an almond and walnut grower in a great irrigation district had enough water this year. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Jake Winger is a fourth-generation tree nut grower in the area Wood Colony, west of Modesto. Needless to say, he is in a great irrigation district. Very reliable.
Yeah, so we were able to have, you know, not quite a full allotment from the irrigation district, but we had close to a full allotment. They were able to get everything they needed. We're in a unique situation where we're at. We're in the Modesto Irrigation District, and frankly, I don't think there's any irrigation districts in the state when you start, well, at least in the Central Valley, San Joaquin Valley area, that have the water situation is kind of south of Suwannee Rivers. So between the Oakdale, South San Joaquin Irrigation Districts, Modesto, Turlock, we tend to be in a better situation than most, and that certainly is the case this year.
We asked Winger about the rest of the industry without adequate water. Is he worried?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you're talking about fallowing orchards to have to make up for the lack of water, it's going to have an impact on the industry. Absolutely.
That's Jake Winger. He's an almond and walnut farmer west of Modesto. In more news, on young walnut trees, it's recommended that you withhold irrigation in September. As part of the hardening process for young trees is to withhold irrigation beginning in mid-September until a terminal vegetative bud has formed on the trunk. Once the terminal vegetative bud has set by mid to late October, you can start irrigating again. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.